Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
The big hype of the morning by far, all the Grammy stuff trickling out from last night's Grammy Awards. I know I'm beat. I flew in early this morning. I was out there on the red carpet.
Oh, yeah.
Meeting and greeting.
Yeah.
Threw a picture up on our socials last night.
You look good, man.
Pretty stylish in my little tux there. So quite the party. Quite the event last night. Some of the big takeaways this morning, everyone's like, what's wrong with Cher? Cher was up there presenting. Bless her heart. May she rest. I don't know.
No, stop. That's not it.
Jeez.
I don't know.
Cher me.
I feel like they reanimated her or something. She was up there. She forgot to hand out Record of the Year, and then she gave it to the wrong person. Here's her. Here's the beginning of it where she walks off, essentially, and doesn't even tell everybody the nominees.
So that's all I have to say. Thank you. I guess I'm supposed to walk off now. All right. I have to walk off.
Before you go, Cher, before you go, could we get you to announce the nominees? I could do it, but it's not the same. I don't have the track record. Welcome back, Cher, everybody.
You don't have the track record.
You can see I wanted to give out the stage.
Poor Trevor Noah's like, I don't know what to do.
It's all right. He reeled her back in. And then she just forgot to announce the winner.
Yeah.
And the Grammy goes to... Oh! They told me it was going to be on the prompter.
Okay.
Oh, the Grammy goes to Luther Vandross.
Nope. No. Wait.
Oh, Kendrick Lamar.
How did she screw that up?
Is Luther Vandross up for a Grammy? That's my question.
Right? Like, yeah.
Why is he?
I don't know.
Top of mind for her.
But why does she say him over Kendrick Lamar?
But she does not even need any kind of. She's Cher, okay?
It's a bless her heart moment.
She gets a pass because she is absolutely amazing and it withstands the test of time. I mean, if she could turn back time, I'm sure she'd do it.
I'm not
going to
play that. Don't make me do it.
But. You know what? It's Cher. It's fine.
It's Cher.
She's fine.
How old is she now? What is
almost
she?
Almost 80. She's 79. So
it's a bless her heart moment.
Yes, exactly.
The other big audio last night that everybody is talking about this morning is Jelly Roll. This guy just is so thankful for his life, isn't he?
Yeah, well.
From being in prison to losing, I think I looked it up last night, something like 300 pounds.
Yeah.
Winning all these awards. He's at the top of his game right now. And his acceptance speech last night is definitely making the rounds. Here's 28 seconds of it.
There was a moment in my life that all I had was a Bible this big and a radio the same size and a 6x8 foot cell. And I believed that those two things could change my life. I believed that music had the power to change my life and God had the power to change my life. And I want to tell y'all right now, Jesus is for everybody. Jesus is not owned by one political party. Jesus is not owned by no music label. Jesus is Jesus and anybody can have a relationship with him. I love you, Lord.
Dang.
That makes me
want to go to his church.
I know. I mean,
he was so fired up last night. It was incredibly powerful to watch him up there. And he's like hugging everybody.
Mm-hmm. And
he's so happy.
He could be a pastor.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
You can feel the struggle in his voice.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they say that, you know, when you're on the top of the mountain, that's not where you do your growing. It's when you're in the valley. And like, he has been in some valleys. So to see him be so on top of that, it's just inspiring, you know?
Yeah,
it really is.
He's a good guy. He's a really good guy. So that happened. And then one final thing I got from the Grammys last night, because I was watching it with Nick Knack. She was incredibly turned on last night, I could tell.
Okay.
As were a bunch of ladies after I saw the post on Instagram this morning of the Biebster, Justin Bieber, performing in his underpants, a solo guitar riff, you know, a little fat beat in the background, just him. A passionate song. Yukon, I think, was
Yukon.
His song.
Yeah.
And he was in his underpants.
Yeah.
And he's looking all buff with his tats and his little nose ring and his shaved head.
You cannot get more stripped down than that. Like, I mean, you can. You can take the boxers
off, too.
They
don't allow that, though.
Yeah, then he might be going to jail. But here's the thing. Justin Bieber is one of the most talented artists we have out there right now. And when he shows that to us, when he shows us that side of him, it is just
breathtaking. I don't think she was interested in his singing.
I'm just saying.
He crushed it, though.
But he gets your attention, whether you are looking at his muscles or his tattoos or whatever. That was a beautiful performance.
Absolutely was.
That song is one of my favorites right now. And yeah. I just like, I think when you look at Justin Bieber, yeah, again, he was sexy last night on that stage. But
oh, I just got an email.
Someone's thinking of you.
Someone. that's the thing. He is so talented. You can make fun of him all you want because he peed in a bucket at one point in his life and it was caught on video.
That was the old Biebs.
He is one of the most talented people that we've been blessed with in our lifetime.
That's very noble of you.
Thank you, Canada.
He has. Like,
very noble.
He has proved that over and over again. Like, people only remember the pee in the bucket thing. But if you go ask him to freestyle on, like, he's done that before.
He's insane,
he can
rap.
He can
insanely
sing.
Talented.
He's an athlete that can outperform most professional athletes. Like, this man. No, he can ball.
He can ball.
He can skate.
I wouldn't
he can
say better than professional athletes.
He can, though. Like, have you seen him sometimes?
He's
like,
really good.
Some of the,
he is.
All
a basketball
of them,
player.
But no,
he is.
The Bieber is phenomenal.
He looked hot in his underpants last night, am I right?
He did.
After all
that. You keep saying that.
Hey, I was reading the comments today. Not one thing was brought up about peeing in a bucket or his song.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, oh my God.
Well, he's sexy too, but I'm just saying, the man is talented and people forget.
He's really talented.
Yeah.
And he's got that Ramsey Hunt syndrome thing going on too.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I had to look up again last night.
Where his paralysis in his face a
little
bit.
His ears get all weird.
Not anymore, though, right?
Inflamed. And
is that forever?
I think it comes back, right? Like, he has flare-ups.
Do your own
it.
Googling.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
But according to Nick Nack, he looked smoking hot last night.
Yeah, he did.
Kind of makes me want to get full body tattoos. What do you think?
Do it.
I think that's
start with the
for
neck.
Certain people.
You think I can do it?
I don't know.
What should be my first one? Like, straight up my neck.
Tweety Bird.
No, Tweety Bird. It's got to be like He-Man or something, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
It's
going to
be Skeletor.
Get Skeletor right on the trachea.
There you go.
There we go.
Right on the windpipe. That's it.
All right, I turned my email off. Do we have sports stuff?
We do have some funny sports stuff. Over the weekend, a boxing match took place between Jarrell Miller and Kingsley Ebe. Now, Jarrell Miller was the winner, okay? But that was not the main story at all. In the middle of this fight, his hairpiece started coming up and eventually fell off his head in the middle of the fight. And we have a little snippet of the commentator's reaction to this because it was so funny.
Off his head, Sergio!
Wow! That is going to make the rounds on social media. That's like a cartoon!
Oh, my goodness gracious.
It is a toupee!
And he just took
now,
it!
It was a toupee!
The funniest thing ever. I mean, Katie, you got to see these pictures. Look at the man's head. In the middle of his fight, the boxer, and on top of that, he wins the fight, and he goes on to describe what happened. He said he used some shampoo at his mom's house over the weekend, and that it completely made his hair fall out.
That is
I think
funny.
That's a complete lie.
That is
but,
funny.
However, he took it, you know, with a grain of salt. He ripped it off, and people were wearing it in the crowd throughout the rest of the fight.
As they should.
One of the funniest things I've ever seen
really
in my life. It was so good, and he actually, he took it, you know, took the lumps, I guess, if you will, and he made fun of himself, but one of the most incredible things I've ever seen all weekend. So shout out to you, Jarrell Miller, for losing your hair in the middle of the fight.
Yeah, talk about a knockout. That's funny.
Yeah, no, and he won the fight, though, so it's all good.
Hey,
he got the winning team. Go actually now get the hair replacement.
Yeah, get that hair. Hey, it is Groundhog's Day. Around here, though, we get down yellow
or is it one singular
belly
groundhog?
Marmot style. Well,
is it groundhogs or groundhog?
Groundhog,
well, it's
right?
His day, so
yeah,
groundhog apostrophe
day.
S.
Yes,
groundhog's
but we don't
day.
Even talk about groundhogs here. Scratch that. It's yellow
prairie
belly
dogs.
Marmot.
Oh.
No, yellow belly marmot. Okay, Flatiron Freddy.
Oh,
our
yeah.
big annual event going on. It starts at 8 o'clock down there in Boulder at the Ranger Cottage at Chautauqua Park. The City of Boulder Open Space and Mountain Park Rangers, they do a fun thing every year with their little yellow belly marmot, and Ranger Dave Gustafson talks about it.
Flatiron Freddy is a yellow belly marmot. He is a stuffed marmot, but he is our equivalent of Punxsutawney. He's appeared on all sorts of different ways. He's came in via gondola off of the roof of the cottage one year. He skied in one year. Last year, there was some hints to him showing up on a snowboard. You know, it's just a fun little whimsical thing that we do every year. It's become kind of a tradition.
That's and cute. It's funny because, like, he's a stuffed marmot. It's not a live animal, but every year they bring him to this big festivity, this big event. And it's fun because they have him come in, as they say, different ways. They've been doing it for over a decade now, and every year they try and up the ante. So today at 8, we'll have to see how Freddie makes an appearance out there. there at the Ranger Cottage. But yeah, we'll see how many more days of our not winter we're going to get, huh? A power outage in the metro last night. 200,000 people were without power last night. Do you see that? Xcel says it was a transformer failure to blame, but DIA was even without power for quite some time. So it was a big deal last night. And again, 200,000 people were dealing with it. 911 service even in some areas got affected. But it looks like most people are with power again. And if you aren't, you're supposed to contact Xcel. And then one more here. How about the Arvada PD? So they were able to track down some mail theft suspects with Ring cams. This is so neat, technology and how it can help people out. This investigation began when neighbors found their mail was being stolen, and a lot of neighbors, they were coming together and they're like, wait a second, my mail's been broken into as well. So this happened in Arvada. All of the neighbors in this neighborhood looked at their Ring cams and they were able to see a white truck going to all of their houses, stopping at the mailbox, then doing some shady stuff. So they turned that over to the Arvada Police Department. They were able to track down this white truck at the home, and they were able to arrest this woman. And the crazy thing is, if you look at the video of documents inside the home, there are piles of mail stacked up in this woman's house. So this is a thing. And they found out it's like a theft ring that's been going around the metro city. So if you think it's just in Arvada that it's happening, it's not. It's Westminster, it's Aurora, it's everywhere, and police are trying to crack down on it. But again, these Ring cams really helping to bring one of these suspects into custody. So it's a good look for the Arvada Police Department.
Why does she want everybody's mail?
Yeah, well,
she just want all those value
identity theft
coupon books.
No, it's identity theft. They're going to steal those credit card applications.
Oh, is that what it is?
They're going to steal every. And then if you've ever been on the receiving end of that, someone who steals your identity, it's such
it's a nightmare.
Pain in the butt to try and get all that figured out. So shout out again to the Arvada Police Department for really doing everything they can to get at least one person in jail regarding all that stuff. So,
there you go.
Yeah.
Good. Shout out to Ring Cam as well.
I know.
Well done, Ring Cam.
Technology.
There's your hype with JKJ here at Mix.